Just ahead, 12 years after the collapse of their fishing industry and the loss of 30,000 jobs, Newfoundlanders troll for tourists instead of cod. First, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Chu.
On the heels of remarks by Harvard University President Lawrence Summers that men may have innate qualities that make them better at math and science than women, there's new research on that touchy subject. According to a study conducted by the University of California at Irvine and the University of New Mexico, men and women have an equal capacity to problem solve. They just use different parts of their brain to do it. Researchers took detailed MRI images of 48 participants' brains, then tested them with IQ questions. They then measured the parts of the brain used to determine the answers. Turns out that when trying to discover a solution to a problem, men use approximately 6.5 times more of the brain's gray matter than women, while women use white matter 10 times more than men. Gray matter is essentially a hub for the brain's neuron cell bodies that produce information. White matter accounts for the nerve fibers that connect neurons together into a network for processing information. Fields such as mathematics require activity that occurs in the gray areas of the brain, while language skills require more networking within white areas. And even though both types of brains have different neurological pathways, they are able to come to the same conclusions. So while male and female brains are different, this study appears to show that at least when it comes to problem solving, separate can be equal. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jennifer Chu.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Argosy Foundation Contemporary Music Fund, supporting the creation, performance, and recording of new music. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924. On the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund for Excellence in Communications and Education, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.